Howdy, y'all. It's Crystal Clear. Welcome back to the one and only, the internationally loved podcast, More Mortalons, where we peel back the layers of the real and the unreal, just like peeling an onion in a dusty, sunlit barn. Yee-haw! Sorry. Yeah, anywho, I was just thinking about how on More Mortalons, over the past 4 years, we've been talking about Mortalons, we've been telling our stories, y'all have been listening to me go on and on and on and on, just getting funnier and funnier. Meanwhile, since June 2020, when I got the morgues, and what is it now, March 5th of 2024, what the fuck has happened to the goddamn world? Yo, did George Orwell have a time machine? Talking about the good old tales of George Orwell. Yeah, that's right. Now hold your horses before you think this is some highfalutin literature class. We're here to have a hoot and a half and a holler, all while uncovering how the barnyard of talking animals and that ever-watchful Big Brother might just be more than fiction in today's world. Yeah. Imagine, if you will, a world where the pigs are in charge, walking on two legs. And the sheep, well, they're just echoing whatever they're told. Sound familiar? And don't forget our pal Big Brother, Daddy Google. Always watching, always listening. Everything there is to know about us, they know about us. And the world's gone crazy. So grab your Mortalon worm-moving hairs and saddle up, partner. We're going to crazy town.
Stay tuned.
Buckle your seatbelts, we're going time traveling. Next stop, 2006, everybody off.
April 9th, 2006, to be exact, when NBC News reported this story. Bizarre Mortalon's condition, is it real? Imagine your body pocked by erupting sores, the sensation of little bugs crawling all over you, and worst of all, mysterious red and blue fibers sprouting from your skin. It may sound like a macabre science fiction movie, but a growing legion of Americans say they suffer from this condition, and now the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is investigating. Some doctors dismiss these patients as delusional, but the condition called Morgellons has caused a small frenzy on the internet with hundreds of people pleading for help.
Sometimes the government doesn't want to panic people until they can figure out a definitive cause,
said Pat Bodie, a 62-year-old Alabama woman who said she's had Morgellons for 14 years.
They're trying to figure out if this is going to be an epidemic. I hate to tell them, but it already is.
The CDC has been receiving as many as 20 calls a day from self-diagnosed Mortalons patients. The agency has been urged to investigate by, among others, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein of California.
We're going into this with an open mind,
said Dan Ruth, spokesman for CDC Mortalons Task Force that began meeting in June. So far, there is no evidence of an infectious agent, and health officials say there is not yet enough evidence even to call it a disease. People claiming to have Mortalons report a wide variety of symptoms, ranging from joint pain to irregular bowel movements. But most describe crawling sensations along the skin, sores, fatigue, quote, brain fog, and the appearance of small or microscopic fibers on or under the skin. Some say they suffered for decades, but the syndrome did not get a name until 2002 when the Mortalons was selected by Mary Lado, a South Carolina woman who founded the Mortalons Research Foundation. It came from a 1674 medical paper that described symptoms somewhat like Mortalons. Lado said, "I never expected it, the name, to stick," she said. Infighting on the organization's board. Lado's organization has become a leading source of information and research advocacy, but it too has become controversial. Last week, at least three of the eight members of the organization resigned over disagreements with Lado, the executive director, about how she's been running the foundation. One member, the board's chairman, sent a letter to the U.S. Internal Revenue Service saying Lado has failed to produce requested financial records, and he voiced suspicions of financial impropriety. Another board member who resigned, Dr. Greg Smith of Gainesville, Georgia, pediatrician, had recently posted a donation soliciting letter for the foundation on an internet site frequented by Mortalons patients. Last week, he posted a retraction.
I cannot in good faith ask anyone to contribute to the foundation.
Smith wrote. Lato described the controversy as, quote, a power struggle, and said she's done nothing illegal. Also resigning from the organization was Randy Wymore, an Oklahoma State University assistant professor of pharmacology. He was the organization's director of research. Wymore had initiated the relationship last year, but because of the infighting, he said he decided to distance himself. The research I'm doing is not affected by this, Wymore added. Until the CDC task force, Wymore was seen as the most reputable scientist to research Morgellons, although he was trained in molecular biology, not clinical disease or fibrous materials. Forensic lab examines fibers. He recruited two Oklahoma State faculty physicians. They tweezed fibers from beneath the skin of some Morgellons patients who visited the Oklahoma State Center for Health Sciences in Tulsa in February, Wymore said, and sent those samples to the Tulsa Police Department's forensic laboratory. The police checked the samples against carpet and clothing fibers and other materials and conducted chemical analyses and other tests. Nothing matched, said Mark Boies, the police lab's director.
How it is being produced, I don't know, Boies said. He theorized fibers could be produced by human hair follicles that somehow encapsulated pollutants processed by the body.
Interesting theory. Never heard that before. Mind or body? Some doctors believe Morgellons is produced by the mind, not the body.
I think of Morgellons as a piece of a larger phenomenon, delusional parasitosis,
Dr. Annette Matthews said, a psychiatrist at the Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. Delusional parasitosis is a psychosis in which sufferers believe they are infected with parasites. Often, the patients have a real-life problem with scabies, lice, or some other tiny attackers, but then imagine they are continuing to plague them, Matthews said. Asked about reports of multiple Morgellons cases within a family, Matthew said delusions are transmissible. The psychiatric term is folie à deux, for instances in which people come to share a delusion. Some people will biopsy themselves or seek large quantities of antibiotics, herbal remedies, industrial bug killers, and other expensive and potentially harmful treatments, she said. The CDC's Rutz said there may be several subgroups among the people who identify themselves as Morgellons sufferers. One group may have delusional parasitosis, but another may have something else. CDC Task Force investigates. The 12-person CDC Task Force includes two pathologists, a toxicologist, an ethicist, a mental health expert, and specialists in infectious, parasitic, and environmental and chronic disease. The group is developing a case definition of Morgellons. They actually didn't, but that's okay. It's impossible to say how many people have Morgellons without a commonly accepted way to define it. The Morgellons Research Foundation believes the number is at least 5,500 based on the number of families registered with the organization's website. Hopefully, a CDC case definition will lead some physicians to stop treating Morgellons patients like they're crazy, said Smith, the Georgia pediatrician and a Morgellons sufferer. A lot of physicians think that if it's not in the textbooks, it's not real, said Smith, who said a fiber once slid across his eyeball and then burrowed in. Verna Gallagher, 48, said she's been seeing a dermatologist for nearly a year.
But he doesn't believe in Morgellons. He said, that's not a real thing,
said Gallagher of Roseville, California, near Sacramento. But while her doctor dismisses the fibers as lint, Gallagher says he is concerned that she may become suicidal.
I cry, and he says, I have to live my life,
and tells her to write down things that she likes to do. Meanwhile, she says she is plagued by tiny dark specks and fibers that infest her house. She's paid for exterminators, taken antidepressants, bathed in borax, and spent hundreds on vitamins, garlic pills, and other potential remedies.
Nothing's helped,
she said.
Well, we're going on 20 years since this article was written, and nothing has changed. I would say the only thing that has changed is that the news media and the medical community tend to look less charitably upon us now than they did then, because of, in part, the results of that sham-ass study. Which, can we back up here? So, what's the deal with the Tulsa, Oklahoma Police Department story? It's not just Wymore, but it's the guy from the police department, the lab guy, who also is corroborating that they could not figure out, they couldn't match any of these Morgellons fibers to any of the fibers in their criminal trace evidence database that contains all kinds of hairs, carpet fibers, clothes fibers, everything. And that's weird to me, because then the CDC turns around, they're like, it's cotton. We found cellulose, it's probably cotton. Well, really, why didn't the police department find that? And like, what, so did it come, the cotton, quote unquote, did it come from clothes? Did it come from, what exactly, it just doesn't make sense. But then again, nothing about this disease does.
We are in what you call a holding pattern, my friends, a holding pattern. It is better than a tweezing pattern, but only slightly. No, it's way better than a tweezing pattern. Put the tweezers down. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I hope that you are able to seriously put the tweezers down to connect with some peeps out there in the world, whether they have Morgulons or not. One person that you could share your story with is me and the audience, members of More Morgulons.
We would love to hear from you. Please send me an email at moremorgulons@gmail.com or click the link in the show description to leave me a voicemail or voicemails. Nothing new to report, so going back to the archives for some reruns. I hope you enjoyed it today. I know I did. It is crystal clear signing off. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.